Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to this special report on homeschooling at the Ron Paul Liberty Report. We're going to have a special guest today, somebody that has taken homeschooling in the Ron Paul curriculum, and her name is Lonnie Rodriguez. Lonnie, welcome to our program.
Hello. Hi. Hey. Well, I'm very happy to be here.
Well, that's wonderful. And you've been in homeschooling for a few years, and it seems like you know something about it and that you've enjoyed it and that you have done well, and we love to hear stories about that. What is it about homeschooling? You know, before we started the program, I said something about you might be lucky that you're in homeschooling, and you said, yeah, probably. When did you find out you were lucky, and what was it that really dawned on you that you were glad that you were in homeschooling?
Well, I realized that the kind of mental state that I'm in is not typical of someone that would perhaps be in public school. Like, I'm aware that I have all these opportunities and these ambitions and stuff, and I think that being homeschooled has really helped develop that, you know? I think that if I was in public school, I would be stifled a little bit, you know? Like, all my ambitions, I wouldn't be as motivated, you know? It really worked for me. And seeing other people that being in public school and they complain, you know, it doesn't work for them. I realized this works for me, and this is really working for me, and I can be successful, and this is going to help me be successful. I'm very glad.
That is wonderful, because I think you used a word that I like, and that is motivation. Because everybody wants to be educated, and we all want to be smart and all this. But you know, it's motivation, because it's motivation that makes you decide whether you're going to work at it. Because the other stuff doesn't come automatically. You don't turn on a switch. You have to have a reason to. So that is great that you you discovered that early on. And when did that happen? Did your parents talk to you about it, or did you know somebody else that was homeschooled? Or how did that happen?
Well, I was in fifth grade, and I came back from class one day, and I felt awful. Like, I felt completely unmotivated in class. And my dad was like, my brother had been homeschooled for maybe a couple years before that. And my dad told me, you know what, I think it's time for you to be homeschooled because you're completely bored in class. You're not doing stuff that you should be doing. You're not learning anything. You're just wasting time sitting there doing busy work, you know. The environment that you're in is not really helping you become a person, helping develop your personality, your skills, or anything. So my dad said, you know what, I think would be best for you if we homeschooled you. And I said, I agree. And that's when I left. And that was in fifth grade. I was, I think, 10 years old. I can't remember, really.
Well, that's pretty neat that that happened. But I wanted to find out from you, when did you discover that? First I want to mention something else about, you know, the situation you were in and why you were bored with that. There is a writer about homeschooling who's a strong believer in homeschooling, but he's a pretty harsh critic of the government schools. And he described it like a prison. You know, that you're locked in there and you don't have any freedom to cultivate your mind. Is that a little bit too strong, or did you sort of feel that same way?
I felt the same way. And my brother, who had been homeschooled, he was doing online schooling, the government one, Florida Virtual Schools, and he felt the exact same way. And so when I became homeschooled and I went to the Ron Paul curriculum, my brother also transferred with me to that and stopped doing Florida Virtual Schools. But public school, very much so. That's actually the word that we use to refer to it. We say prison because it feels like a very similar environment, you know. You stifle these kids and their creativity. You know, you try to put them into boxes and stuff instead of allowing them to grow. You know, you're stuck in a building, like you're stuck there for however knows how many hours. And then you go home, and then you have to do more work. You know, it doesn't just stay there. It comes back with you, which I don't agree with. So I would agree that public school is very much, very prison-like.
Right. What happened in the homeschooling? Was there something that you decided that you liked that you didn't realize it, and you were surprised that once you had a little bit of freedom of choice and exposed to other things, was there something in studying that you liked especially?
Well, I think a really big part of it is the fact that I get to teach myself, that I'm the one doing all this stuff on my own accord. You know, nobody is like looking over my back and saying, you have to do this, you know. It's not like that. And I think that having the responsibility, to taking that responsibility and doing all that work myself, that really motivates me. And that's a part of it that I really, really love. That I get to do all this, and it feels like it's for myself, and I'm doing it all myself, and it's my own education that I'm taking into my own hands and not leaving it in the hands of, you know, someone who went, I don't know, who has a diploma, but who knows if they should really be teaching you, because you don't, you're you. It's your education. I think you should be in the one in control of it.
Well, your parents must have been pretty pleased with this, because our program, they're designing, you describe it, that you're in charge and your success
That's
is because
right.
you're motivated. But parents, you know, can help and advise and guide people. But parents don't, you know, we have heard others in other curriculum where the parents have to spend a lot of time and sit next to them and help and, you know, be the instructor. So I think that parents, did your parents enjoy that, the fact that you're doing all this on their own, and relieve them of paying, you know, have to pay a lot of attention?
Well, there was never really a discussion on them teaching me all this. It was very much so, this is your education, you are going to teach yourself. That was a really big part of me becoming homeschooled in the first place. When I became homeschooled at first, when I first started, I had a lot of trouble like adjusting to that. To the fact that I was only teaching myself. I didn't have a teacher, you know, telling me what to do and how I should do it. I had to figure it out by myself. I'm the one in control of doing all these classes and everything. I'm the one in charge. And I had a lot of trouble adjusting to that. So my dad kind of helped me with that at the beginning, but he very much pushed me to help me realize that this should really be happening by myself, that I should be able to do this. And it happened, and now I'm doing all this work, and it's all mine. My parents can do whatever they want during the day, and I'm, you know, I do my own thing, they do their thing, you know. There's no looking over my shoulder. They don't have to do that when they know that I am motivated enough and responsible enough to do all the work that I need to do.
Now, you know, Dr. North, who originated this idea of this curriculum, along with Tom Woods, put a lot of effort into it, and they have a lot of videos available. Were the videos helpful to me? It seems to me like this would be an advantage, because I listen to lectures and take a few notes, and then I wouldn't have them. But people describe to me, well, in our case, it's very easy. We just go back and listen. Has it worked that way for you?
Yes, it has. It has. And I think the fact that college is a lot of lectures, you know, watching someone talk and speak. I think the fact that there are video lectures really helps you set up for that environment. I think that's a very good idea. And the fact that you can watch it at your own pace, you can go back and forth, you know, if you need to rewatch it, you can. The information's still all there. I think that's a very big plus and a very, very good idea, you know. It's not reliant on somebody who teaches you and then that's it. You know, what was there is that's it. With the videos, you can go back and read, you know, or listen when you need to. It's very much at your own pace.
Now, when you watch these videos, do you take notes, or you just watch?
Sometimes I take notes if it's something that I'm particularly like. There's a lot of information for me. If it's a subject I'm not super strong in, I will take notes sometimes, but sometimes I just listen, and then I supplement it by going reading more stuff about it. Like, for example, the topic of the lecture, I go and look something up and I read all about it, and that's also how I supplement what I just learned. I read about it, of my own accord.
When you do that and see something that really excites you, maybe a sentence or a paragraph or a page, do you ever do any printing out of special things like that?
No, I don't do any printing out. I very rarely print stuff out, but I do bookmark a lot of stuff. I have many, many, many bookmarks of many different sites and stuff. I have I have bookmarked articles that I've read about a subject that I just found so interesting that I was like, I got to save this. I got to read this again sometime. Mm-hmm. That was great, you know? So I do have many, many bookmarks, but I don't print stuff out very often.
Do you have a favorite subject that you like, you enjoy? If you had to pick one of the many things that you've studied and will be studying, is there one thing that say, oh, boy, I'm just getting this as a new book or something? Is there one subject that you really look forward to a little bit more than the others?
Well, I am a big fan of the literature courses. I think they're great. I really, and I admit that when I was a little younger, I didn't really understand the value of it, but now I do. And I read these, I'm like, wow, this is just great literature. And I'm really paying attention and really absorbing this. And I really enjoy reading that stuff. I'm also a big fan of math. I do a lot of math, and I really, really love math. It's one of my favorite subjects. So those two are definitely my favorites, the literature and mathematics.
Well, what are your long-term plans? Because you are going to have a very positive future from my estimation. But do you have plans laid out in the next 3, 4, 5 years, college and this sort of thing, or are you still feeling your way on that?
Definitely. I have a lot of big plans for the future. I want to get my GED soon when I turn 17. Then I'm going to attend college. I want to become an architect, you know. That's something I'm very interested in. I have a lot of big aspirations, and I think that being homeschooled has really helped me develop that. I think the whole environment has really helped motivate me and helped me develop these aspirations.
Well, my guess is that your parents are probably very proud of your achievements and your success, right? So that is wonderful. Now, and I'm so glad you came on, because our goal is to get more people involved, and you're a good spokesman, because I think you've convinced me we're doing the right thing after I talked with you. So this is very good, because I wasn't homeschooled, but, you know, those government schools weren't quite as bad a few years ago when I went there. But I think there's a greater need than ever, and you've already alluded to that, the conditions of the schools and the social conditions are that there's needs more for getting out of that system. So I think there's a great future. I've worked on the assumption that education is very important. People have to know and understand before they can get involved in their work or politics or anything else. So this is something I think is very vital. And you've already described, you know, the classics and literature and math and all these things. And I'm convinced that you're much further ahead than the average public school student. But it's something that I think is very important, and I see the homeschooling and alternate schooling. I have nothing, and there's a lot of good public school teachers, but it's the system that is bad.
I had a very good teacher in public school. I had the same teacher for about 3 years. He was an excellent teacher, but the fact that he was just stuck in that school system that really stopped him from doing what he really wanted to do for the students. He ended up leaving and becoming a nurse, you know. But he was an excellent teacher. I was very lucky to have him. And then the year when I didn't have him was the year that I left public school.
Yeah, that's true. But what I've worked on over the years is to make sure that these options are open, because there was a time not too many years ago, there was a concerted effort to close down all homeschooling and private schooling. And that's still a possibility someday. The people don't want to hear the truth sometimes, and they will try to silence us. But right now, it's a powerful movement, and there's people like you who are benefiting, and there's no way they should be able to do it. All we need are more people like you, understanding the importance of it, willing to stand out and be able to promote, you know, an option, because I think you have heard, and I hear it all the time, on the mess that we have and the social chaos that's going on, and all the rules and the regulations and the controls on speech and all these things. It's terrible, and it's opposite of liberty. And that, of course, was one of our goals too in this program, is to promote and understand liberty, you know, in the real sense, in the market, and also about why we shouldn't be marching around the world. So I see this as an option option. I'm optimistic about it, but I really get optimistic when I meet somebody like you. So
I want to
thank you for being on this program today. All right, and you're welcome. And I want to thank our audience today for tuning into this special report on homeschooling. And please come back soon to the Liberty Report.